The minimum wage in Massachusetts has risen again. It went from $12 an hour to $12.75 starting yesterday. In a few more years, it'll reach $15 an hour. Some business groups have complained about rising labor costs, but WBUR's Callum Borchers introduces us this morning to a few executives who say their companies are doing better by paying workers more.
Rob Everts says paying a higher wage is the right thing to do, but the co-CEO of Equal Exchange in West Bridgewater doesn't claim it's purely altruistic.
It's also in our own enlightened self-interest. Paying a good, strong wage cultivates loyalty. Turnover here is low, and that helps us at many levels.
Everts' company employs 150 people, some of whom pick and pack the fair trade coffee that Equal Exchange sells all over the country. It's the kind of job that often pays minimum wage, but the starting rate at Equal Exchange is about $15 an hour, the target the state aims to hit in 2023.
I'm not alone in this sentiment. There are hundreds of Massachusetts business leaders and thousands across the country who support increasing the minimum wage over a period of years to $15.
Everts is among more than 300 Massachusetts executives who've publicly supported the minimum wage hike. Groups like the National Federation of Independent Business argue the increase may prove counterproductive if higher payrolls cut into profits and lead to layoffs or hiring freezes. Emily Cantor says that scenario didn't play out when her company, Cambridge Naturals, went to a $15 minimum in 2016.
We saw our customers really respond to that. They felt good about coming to shop with us because they knew that we were treating our employees really well.
Cambridge Natural sells health and wellness products, and Cantor says sales increased 11% in the year after the company raised its starting pay. Megan Driscoll reports similar success at her Quincy-based talent placement firm, PharmaLogix Recruiting. She boosted the minimum base salary from $38,000 to $50,000 a few years ago, a move that cost $500,000 in total.
And I expected, quite frankly, to have a $500,000 deficit in profit. That is not what actually happened. We made more profit at the end of 2016 than we had in 2015. So I'm a living example that doing the right thing can be good for your business.
Driscoll says the simplest explanation is that happier workers perform better. There's no guarantee things will work out this well for every company, of course, but as Massachusetts continues on the path to a $15 minimum wage, some executives say they see an upside to higher labor costs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.